alone can be difficult, and sometimes there is no right answer. Here at Moral Mayhem, we dive into difficult situations, exploring as many different perspectives as possible so you can make your own decision. On today's episode, we'll be discussing age gap relationships and how things like looks, money, and gender influence power and consent. When thinking about age gap relationships, there is a lot to consider, and there are a lot of different factors that may influence our perception of whether or not it's right or wrong. A lot of people might wonder what might even make someone attracted to someone significantly younger or older, and worry that one person or the other is being taken advantage of, groomed, or manipulated. To give us more of a basis, I sat down with Dr. Kate Thomas, clinical sexologist and director of the Sex and Gender Clinic at Johns Hopkins, to try to get some information from a clinical standpoint so we can understand what some people's motivations may or may not be in entering into an age gap relationship.
In people's sexual makeup, we all have kind of in our mind brain who it is, what it is, you know, that sort of turn us on. So for some people, you know, they may find themselves more attracted to people of a divergent age, and other people will less so. I mean, it's absolutely clear that probably all adults find young people attractive. We're not necessarily talking about adolescents or children, but I don't mean that. But young adults, we see that reflected in the media.
So generally, and this was very surprising to me, as we age, we tend to still find young adults attractive. But due to our sexual makeup, some people may be more or less willing or desiring to actually enter into any sort of relationship with that person that they have an age gap with. So if all older adults are theoretically attracted to young adults, at least to some degree or in some way, you might ask yourself, why don't we see more of these types of relationships? Are there just very few people whose sexual makeup makes them interested in pursuing these types of relationships? Or are there some other factors at play?
You know, there are other factors. We do know that having availability of younger partners can matter. So you take, for instance, probably more typically, an adult male who's older. And the majority of adult males probably aren't going to attract young people. You know, they don't really have that availability, so they sort of don't go there. Whereas other people, maybe because of power, money, you know, these kinds of factors can attract younger partners. And so therefore, some of them probably choose them because, again, they tend to be, really more sexually attractive.
So to an extent, many older people, assuming they would have the resources to do so, would theoretically have the ability to make the choice of either pursuing someone younger or someone their same age, and they would be attracted, potentially, to both sorts of people. We do have to keep in mind, however, that Dr. Thomas comes from a very clinical standpoint. But part of what we're interested in, at least on this podcast, is moral perspective. So in this case, we need to reach into whether or not we may or may not be attracted to someone. Is it morally okay to act on those, especially in the case of having a large age gap? To give you guys some more perspectives, I put together a panel of people with different experiences so you can hear their thoughts. The first is Robin, whose grandparents have a 10-year age gap and who dated someone 5 years older at 18. The next is Maddie, whose parents are of similar age. And finally, Kevin, whose parents also have an age gap but would not enter into a relationship with a gap as large as his parents.
Do you guys feel like there's any sort of typical characteristics or specific vision that comes to your mind when you think of a couple in an age gap relationship?
The first to respond is Robin.
I feel like the stereotype is a young, conventionally attractive person and an older, richer, or more established person.
Next is Maddie.
I feel like the dynamic is usually portrayed as naive versus knows everything and like the older, more responsible person.
And last but not least, Kevin.
Like in my point of view, I would see like the guy to be older and to be richer, like the stereotype, right? And then the girl like is younger.
Blah. At this point, Kevin wonders whether or not the stereotype holds if the traditional gender roles are reversed. While both of the others agree it still holds, Robin raises a new point.
I do see what you mean about how when the dynamics flip, even though we agree that it's still weird, a lot of times it's not seen as being as weird because it'll be an older man. It's like, oh, this creepy old man is being predatory to this girl. But when it's an older woman, it's like this hot older woman wants him and it's so fun for him. It's just portrayed differently. So like, I see what you mean where we can see that it's creepy the other way, but in a lot of popular media, it's not portrayed as equally creepy.
In that case, where do you find the line of grooming versus a consensual relationship, especially towards those like younger ages, if you're getting into a relationship somewhere between like 18 to like 30?
I feel like it's about the context it started in. So if they're in like a position of power to begin with. Also, like I'm most concerned about if the younger person is, say, 18 to 24 or 25. Because like, oh, you're still in like the beginning stage of life and figuring stuff out. Just like, oh, you're many degrees separated from someone in their 40s. It's like, oh, like, what do you even have in common with that person?
I ask them at this point, if they hit it off with someone in person without knowing their age, would they immediately cut it off if they found out that they were a very different age? Maddie and Kevin would both end it due to wanting someone in the same stage of life as them. Robin, however, has a different perspective.
I feel like I don't really agree, just because I've been in that situation before where I was talking to someone and then I asked their age and they were older than I expected. And like, maybe I wouldn't normally go for someone that was that much older than me, but I was already getting to know them and I think they're really nice. Why let this stop me? And I also, something important was with him because we'd met and I knew that he didn't know my exact age. I didn't know his exact age. It felt like we were kind of on the same page. It didn't feel like it was targeted that he wanted someone younger, because I think that would make me feel weird.
Do you feel like older people inherently have some sort of degree of power over the younger person? And is that an issue?
I think to some extent they do, because they just have more experiences and they live through things more. I feel like it could be a bad thing because they can manipulate the younger one easier.
I feel like it's situational because I can see how there's a power dynamic. But also, I think part of it is I've never personally felt a strong power dynamic with someone that was older than me.
Okay. I feel like if age gaps are really big, like say 10 plus years, then yes, always a power dynamic. Things get muddier, just like depending on the age of the younger person, how close you are to like a benchmark age. It's like how close you are to your childhood. Like,
from here, Maddie talks about how she really sees herself when she was 18 as a child in terms of how mature she was compared to even where she is now when she's 21. I then ask them if being with a young person is in itself a demonstration of some sort of power, and give them the example of a rich older man showing up to a large event with a beautiful woman.
It's seen as an achievement. Like, I mean, in general, the whole idea of like having a pretty woman on your arm is like a flex for men in general. And then for older men, it's like, oh, you got someone young and pretty to go for you. But it's gross.
I then asked what they thought from the woman's side and if the woman was okay with being in a relationship like this in exchange for access to money or power. Does that make the situation more ethical?
I feel like it does put more power into the woman's hands, just a knowledge, oh, they're not going naive about it. But I don't necessarily think it makes the relationship okay, like, especially if it is a gigantic age gap. It does make it more understandable.
I also don't agree. I don't think the relationship is okay. But then again, everybody has free will. But if she understands and knows what she's getting into it, then that's on her.
The group agrees at this point that they put significantly more judgment on the older person, that it should feel weird knowing that the exchange might be one of financial stability for essentially arm candy. To end the discussion, I asked the panelists if they thought it was possible for someone in a relationship with a large age gap to have a truly healthy relationship, or if there would always be some sort of power issue hanging in the background.
You know, if I had met them and they seemed normal and they didn't meet like, oh, like this was your professor or something, I think it would be fine. It would depend like how old they were too.
I think they could be in a healthy relationship with someone that is a lot older. But I do think that a lot of times people go to someone older because they feel like that person has something they can give them that they don't have. I guess it's more like I would be like, if you love them and if they seem like a regular person, go ahead, be with them. But also maybe we need to talk about what needs you feel like need to be met in your life, because maybe there are things you can take care of for yourself. You don't need to go looking for them from someone else.
Thank you for listening. And while you may or may not have found the answers you were looking for, I hope I gave you just a little bit more to think about today.